USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says the president has approved a revised package, and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi are still working on the negotiations. Pelosi confirming that news on MSNBC.
And so we'll continue our conversation today because it is so necessary to meet the needs of the American people. I do hope that we will have an agreement soon.
Hurricane Delta is expected to make landfall as a Category 3 storm near Lake Charles, Louisiana, Friday night. Calcasieu Parish Emergency Preparedness Director Dick Rimlin says debris from the last storm could hamper drainage in the city and lead to more flooding.
That's a major issue that we're concerned about is the amount of rain. If it produces 8 inches of rain, that's a lot of rain on a good day.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know. This is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure. It tastes so good. I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not hold a campaign rally this Saturday unless he's medically cleared to do so.
Leave it to Dr. Connolly because he has all the granular details of the testing and as to what medical bar needs to be met to show that you're not transmissible. But yes, there will be a test in place, and rest assured that test will show that it's not transmissible. He won't be out there if he could transmit the virus.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending her decision to push legislation forming a commission to review a president's fitness for office. Pelosi saying the bill is not about President Trump. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise believes Pelosi's priorities are mixed up.
This shows you just how misplaced Speaker Pelosi's priorities are. We should be in Washington helping families that are struggling and recovering, small businesses that would love another round of Paycheck Protection Program funding where there's massive bipartisan support.
More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The FBI announcing on Thursday a foiled plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. After the story broke, Whitmer pinned the blame on President Trump for not denouncing white supremacy again at the first debate. Whitmer telling CNN,
I can't discuss too many details because it's around my security, and of course that's what's at issue here. We got to make sure that we stay safe. However, in the recent weeks, it was brought to my attention. Of course, we know every time that this White House identifies me or takes a shot at me, we see an increase in rhetoric online, violent rhetoric.
Brandon Caserta was one of the men arrested. He's no fan of President Trump.
Well, Trump is not your friend, dude. And it amazes me that people actually, like, believe that when he's shown over and over and over again that he's a tyrant. Every single person that works for government is your enemy, dude.
The United Nations World Food Program is this year's winner of the Nobel Peace Prize.
For its efforts to combat hunger, for its contribution to bettering conditions for peace in conflict-affected areas, for acting as a driving force to prevent the use of hunger as a weapon of war.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.